as an anxious attached person, if you want to minimize being clingy, here is what you can do. Hi there, it's Memory from Friends Abroad Relationship School. I wanted to share with you how you can manage your anxiousness or being clingy when your partner wants space. Many people struggle with this situation where they want to do everything with their partner, and they have a problem when the partner takes space and tries to do something on their own or with their own friends. This clinginess or fear of abandonment stems from how you were brought up as a child, where you felt abandoned or you were abandoned by parents psychologically or physically. So the important thing that you need to realize is that you are an adult now, and even though you are in a relationship, you need a sense of self, and you also need to be okay with being alone, as well as balancing that aloneness with being with a partner or other people. Because people who struggle to give a partner space also struggle with being on their own, even to be in solitude. So the first thing you want to do is to introduce a concept in your life that you live by, a philosophy. I like to share the concept of love on three levels. It can be interpreted in many ways, but the first thing you need to learn is self-leadership, taking care of yourself. And in taking care of yourself, we are not saying that you need not be with other people or a partner, but it's about you taking charge of your life and being okay with people and without people, and also balancing when you need to be alone and when you need to be with other people, because that's an important aspect of your life. So learn to create decisions in your best interest. First thing you want to do when you start leaning into this, to the side of learning about solitude, learn about emotional regulation. Whenever you have a challenging emotion, lean into it and parent yourself and create solutions in your best interest. Feel those emotions. How do they feel? And what is it exactly that's bothering you and why? And do what a parent would do for a loving child in a similar situation. And give yourself love, hugs, words of affirmations, and do things that can help you connect with yourself. Create, walk, exercise, and write, and explain to yourself how you are feeling, but soothe yourself and use reframes. And you need to constantly do this for yourself in order for you to connect with yourself. You need to create solutions for things that you do on your own. And what you can do is you can start with short periods of being on your own. Maybe start with 1 hour, 2 hours, and then take time to go for a walk, which can be a little bit longer, and maybe avoid calling anyone. Or in that period, after 1 hour or so, you can call a friend, which is now love on the second level. Have a circle where you belong, friends, family, people who can support you, a group, and reach out to someone in that period and maybe talk to them. And initially, start with certain amounts of time and learn to wean off. Use a journal to reduce the time or that you talk to people or that you need people, and increase the time that you are on your own. On a daily basis or on a, you know, on an occurrence basis, which time your partner is not there or your friends are not there, increase the time that you spend alone and decrease the time that you need to engage with other people. find things to do that take you a bit longer. And also, you can add going out maybe for a coffee on your own. And that is around people, but you can build up on this at some point or in that initial period so that it's not all about being around people. Because what you are learning here is to be on your own and to do things on your own. But it also is helpful for you to do things on your own, even in public. So go out and meet people. And then, second level, go out and meet your friends and family. But after you have done something alone and with yourself initially, and reduce again the number amount of time you spend with family and friends when you are in the initial stages so that you get used to be on your own. Gradually reduce that time so that you spend more time alone when your partner is not there or when you are learning to be on your own without your other people, your close friends and circle. And the time you also do things away from a partner can be increased to going out with your friends and not reaching out to your partner a lot when you are out with your friends. And also, when your partner is out, try to avoid too much interaction because they need space, and space isn't only about physical space, it's also about psychological space. They need to be away from you and to detach and do things on their own. That's like you. You need to be away from them and do things on your own and have some space to yourself. And then the third level is where you can help other people. You need to do something to connect with other people, public, people you don't know, in groups, and join a group or help with some a skill that you have, and also join people who have certain skills or activities that you enjoy, and that way you can also support other people so that your focus is not on your partner or only the people that you know. You need also to help other people because you get help from other people. So by investing in yourself on these three levels, you can find that you've got more time for your partner to do things on their own without you, and also for you to be away from people that you know and your partner, so that you can learn to be alone, learn to nurture yourself outside your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the people you know and the partner who you probably rely on. And also, you need to learn to rely on yourself for love, and then you balance that during interdependence in your relationship with your partner, where you give and receive love, and they also give you and they also do the same with you. But invest in deliberately creating space and going out. You even need to encourage your partner to go out with their friends, and you need to also tell your partner that you're going to be doing something without them, even if you are used to doing things together. And that can also apply to a clingy partner. You need to deliberately and intentionally create space between the two of you so that you all learn to have a sense of self and to manage and love yourselves, because you are two separate human beings. Because that can avoid enmeshment and unhealthy relationships, okay, when this happens. The other element you need to focus on and work on when you embark on this journey of separation and detachment is to learn to trust. You want to learn to trust yourself first, that you will do the right thing in your relationship. And so learn to trust your partner. And the right thing is also choosing a partner who is trustworthy, who you can trust, actually. And you need to learn to trust and allow people to do and know what they are best. We are not saying that people might not do things that will upset you or disappoint you, but that's their story and that's their business. All you do is you trust yourself and make sure you act in best interest. And by trusting yourself, you tune into your emotions, and that's what will help you to also recognize what's going on and trust your intuition, your guidance system. Don't ignore it. If you feel like there's something wrong, make sure you act on that. But make sure you are objectively evaluating how you are feeling, because some of it might be trauma and some of it might also be your intuition. But even your trauma can warn you, can give you warning signs, because your emotions speak to you. whether it's trauma or it's what's happening in your life. It is something happening in you, and so you need to lean into it so that you objectively evaluate whether you are overreacting or there is something that you need to address. Because sometimes we ignore our feelings because we have trauma. We're not supposed to act on our feelings, but we are supposed to objectively evaluate them. But we also sometimes we act on our feelings, but actually it's we can actually self-sabotage. So the objective evaluation bit is very important when you start healing work. And so I'm hoping that you can learn to be your own parent and to do things on your own, and also to do things with your inner circle, and also to learn boundaries, and to also to learn trust. Quality life before relationships. And I'm hoping we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.